Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Development Engineers Limited 2Q FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining into the second quarter FY26 earnings call of DW Development Engineers Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Krishan Dilip Bansal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Samir Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti, Quartus Advisors IR to the company. Without taking much time, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti and thereafter to Krishan sir for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav, and good afternoon to everyone. A very warm welcome to DW Development Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 26 earnings call. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement contained in our earnings update presentation, available on the website of both BSE and NSE, as well as on the company's website. With this, I now invite the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Krishan Dilip Bansal, to share his opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you so much, Sancheti.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to all the participants joining us on the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of DW Development Engineers Limited. We truly appreciate your continued engagement and support. I'm pleased to share that the company delivered robust performance during Q2 and H1 FY26, marked by strong revenue growth, improved operational execution, and strategic capacity expansion. Revenue from operations for Q2 FY26 stood at 2,700 million, representing a 39.2% year-on-year growth, while operating EBITDA grew 47.9% year-on-year to 441 million, with margins expanding to 16.3%. On the order front, the company continues to maintain a healthy order book of 1,308 crores as of September 30th, 2025, supported by robust traction across power, oil and gas, and process industries. During the quarter, we also secured 170 crores of new orders from leading thermal power players, reaffirming our leadership in the sector. The company successfully commissioned the balance 15,000 metric tons of process piping solutions capacity at our Anjar facility in September 2025. This brings the total installed capacity at Anjar to 30,000 metric tons per annum, effectively doubling our production capabilities in a short period. This expansion has enhanced our ability to cater to both domestic and international clients with greater efficiency. Additionally, our 7,000 metric ton seamless pipe plant is progressing as planned and is expected to commence commercial production by January 2026. This will strengthen our backward integration, enhance cost efficiency, and expand our product mix. With world-class infrastructure, a diversified sectoral presence, and a healthy order book, a healthy order pipeline, DE remains firmly positioned to drive sustainable growth and profitability. With this, I would now like to request our CFO, Mr. Samir Agarwal, to take you through the detailed financial performance and balance sheet highlights. Over to you, Samir.
Thank you, Bansal sir, and good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through the financial analysis and key operating metrics for the quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2025. During Q2 FY26, revenue from operations stood at 2,700 million, growing by 39.2% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA increases by 47.9% year-on-year to 445 $441 million with a margin of 16.3%, expanding 96 basis points over Q2 FY25, underscoring efficiency gains and better fixed cost absorption following the ramp-up at Anjar. Q2 FY26 PAT stood at $179 million with a margin of 6.5%. The year-on-year fall in PAT was primarily attributable to an exceptionally high other income of $160 million in Q2 FY25, arising from non-recurring items. Adjusting for this, the normalized operating profit before tax for Q2 FY25 would have been $102 million as against $172 million in Q2 FY26, reflecting a growth of 69% in underlying operational profitability. For H1 26, revenue from operations rose 30.3% year-on-year to $4,938 million, and operating EBITDA increases by 46.4% to $799 million, with margins improving by 179 basis points to 16.2%. In spite of the increased finance costs resulting from commissioning of enhanced capacity, PAT grew at a healthy 22.1% year-on-year to ₹311 million. Moving to the balance sheet and key ratios, the company's return ratio continued to strengthen, reflecting improved profitability and asset utilization. Return on net worth stood at 7.7% and return on capital employed improved to 9.4% as of September 2024. On the working capital front, the cash conversion cycle stood at 243 days compared to 247 days in the previous quarter, driven by receivable days of 104 and inventory days of 223. As previously communicated during investor interactions, the relatively high conversion cycle is inherent to the nature of our business. As you are aware, we had passed an enabling resolution in September 2025 for a potential equity fundraise aimed at meeting working capital requirements arising from earlier than anticipated orders in the thermal power sector. These orders are now progressing largely in line with our original expectations, with only minor delays. Our cash inflows have strengthened, and with new sanction credit limits from our banking partners, we do not anticipate any challenges in meeting our working capital needs in the short to medium term. Accordingly, we have decided to suspend the proposed equity fundraise for the time being. Should the need arise in future to raise funds for growth, we will seek specific approval from the board of directors. Meanwhile, we continue to witness strong momentum in the oil and gas sector as well as in thermal power projects for export market, keeping us well on track to deliver against our overall guidance. Although the revised tariff for biomass power plants have had some impact on our revenue and profitability margin, we remain confident of achieving revenue growth of 40 to 45% over the fiscal 25 base, with an operating EBITDA margin in the range of 16 to 18%. With the Anjar facility now fully operational and the seamless pipe plant near completion, the company expects stronger internal accruals, gradual deleveraging, and improved cash generation in the periods ahead, supported by enhanced capacity, greater cost efficiency, and a robust order book. The company remains well positioned to deliver sustained growth and long-term value for all stakeholders. With that, I conclude my remarks. Now I open the floor for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, my question is related to power sector. While you have seen one of the order being from the power sector side, how are you seeing the upcoming order pipeline from that sector?
So you are not audible, sir. You are not audible, please.
Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So I was mentioning, while you have already won one of the order from the power sector side, how are you seeing the potential pipeline for FY26 and FY27 for the power sector?
Pankaj will respond to this question, please.
We are under advanced discussion with many customers now. And I can say that we have a robust pipeline and very good support.
Can you please go close? So you're not audible. Your voice is very low.
Sir, what I was telling is that we have a good pipeline.
Sir, you are still not audible.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. You are loud and clear.
Okay. So what I was telling that we have a good pipeline available with us from power sector. We are under advanced discussion with many customers. And good order book will be there from power sector in FY26-27. And same will be continued for years together.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Tanay Pera from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and appreciate the monthly updates that we are getting for the revenue numbers. My question is regarding the order inflows within the two segments. So for the power segment, we have seen this 200 crore order coming for us. Now for the next half, so the next 6 months, how much should we expect in the power segment? And also for oil and gas, what are we anticipating in the next 6 months? Because in the first 6 months, we have not seen very large orders from oil and gas. So overall, for the next 6 months, what is your estimate of the order inflows that we are looking at? And what would be the closing order book position at the end of FY26?
Sir, first of all, I will answer and then figures Pankaj will give you. I just wanted to reaffirm and reconfirm to all of you that, you know, as we have been telling time and again that, you know, the initial phase of design and ordering of long lead items takes sometimes more than the expected time. And, you know, our number will come. Our number means the order when the order for critical piping can be decided comes little later. But now, you know, that stage has come wherein people have rigorously started floating the inquiries, getting the our offers, and even including discussions with many, many prospective customers on face-to-face basis, you know, at the top management level. So just it was just a saying that, you know, why there was some delay or something like that in getting the traction out of this particular sector. So now I will request Pankaj to give the figures that what is the expectation in this financial year, what is the expectation in the coming financial years from the power as well as oil and gas business. Pankaj, please.
Thank you, sir. Sir, on a broader perspective, we are expecting around 500 crore from power sector in this coming 5 months time till March. And then subsequently, we are expecting around 650-700 crores order again in FY26-27 from power sector. And as far as oil and gas is concerned, we are expecting around 100 crore in next 5 months time. And then next financial year, we are having a very good hope from various sector, various oil and gas companies from India and abroad, maybe around to the tune of around 700 crores.
Okay, so we would go probably from just 100 crores for the next 6 months to 700 crores for the next FY. So next 5 months, not very large orders in oil and gas.
No, not very large order from oil and gas. But from power, but, definitely.
Okay, but next year we are confident of substantially large orders in oil and gas?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anmol Mittal from SMMC Private Wealth. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations, sir, for great set of numbers. Secondly, if you can guide me related to change in power tariff and what will be the future outlook regarding that? What will be the second half EBITDA margin outlook? And if you also guide, if you can also guide about the future year EBITDA margin possible.
Sameer, please.
So Amolji, as far as our true potential of the business in terms of earning EBITDA margin, that is lies somewhere between 18% to 20%. Since there is some downward trend in power tariffs, therefore there is a slight dip in terms of EBITDA margins. So this year we shall be keeping a range of 16% to 18% EBITDA margin from the overall revenue of the organization. Supposingly we get the decent amount of revision in tariff, then probably we shall be lying back to the normal EBITDA margin, which shall be 18% to 20%. So since the matter is sub judice and we do not have any clarity in terms of the exact tariff which we are going to get in future, the accuracy cannot come in terms of the overall margin. But the best I can assure, 16% to 18% EBITDA margin will definitely be reached.
Okay, sir. And on the revenue front, you had guided 15% revenue growth for the full year. And in second quarter, we got around 40% growth, which is slightly 7% less than the order executed guidance, which is shared on month-on-month basis from the last 3 months. So can you guide me about the full year revenue guidance potential?
So as far as our pending order book is concerned, that is enough amount of orders we are having in hand, and we are absolutely on track in terms of guidance given in past to fall in place. Due to some reduction in power tariff, there may be some reduction in terms of overall top line and bottom line. That we have already guided in our Q1 earning call as well.
Sir, one more thing I will just like to point out, that historically, you know, our Q1 is leanest, then Q2, then Q3, then Q4. So we are practically following the same trajectory. And moreover, since we are in project business, somewhere some stop definitely occurs, and you know the numbers can exactly not go as per the given plan, but you know we are again assuring that by the end of the year we are definitely bound to achieve the guidance which has been provided.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prince from Lotus Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, very good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
So my question is regarding our business with Congenial India and the direct and indirect procurement and the market size, market share there. Can you just provide some colors here?
Can you repeat your question, sir? Sorry, I couldn't get your first line.
My question is regarding our business with Engineers India and direct and
So, sir, you know, first of all, let me clarify that Engineers India Limited is the PMC in most of the contracts. They do not award the job directly under EL's name. So, you know, whatever inquiries we are submitting, you know, like last time we got a very big order from GAIL, and it was in that PMC was Engineers India Limited. But now, you know, we are having a lot of discussions with many other power or oil and gas companies where EL is the consultant. And even today morning also, we had a meeting in Bombay and just returning from that meeting only. And we see huge potential in those. So, you know, again, as Pankaj told, in coming after 6 months' time in, let us say, Q1 and Q2 of next financial year, we are expecting huge traction from domestic sector as far as the oil and gas sector is concerned.
Okay, sir. And the direct and indirect procurement and market share there?
I still couldn't get what is the meaning of indirect and direct market share.
The procurement.
Sumit, can you answer, because I'm not able to understand.
So, are you asking in terms of raw material?
Yes.
As we all know, there are certain geopolitical situations which had arise, and there is some difficulty in securing the material from outside India, particularly China. The future is concerned, we are totally hopeful and confident that whatever material which is not available in India, we would be allowed to get it imported from outside India. So the government is very, very clear, and they are not going to stop us in terms of overall production and overall infrastructure development of the country.
Okay, sir. And can you just give me a color around the market share?
I would request Bansal sir to kindly answer.
You know, our market share remains as it is. There is no change in that. But, you know, but it's very difficult for me to right now say how much percentage is with us and how much percentage is with the other people. But, you know, our position remains steady. There's no downgrade, or I will say that there's no upgrade also right now. So its status quo is there, and, you know, whatever we can do with our existing capacities, we are fully booked, and we shall continue to remain fully booked. At least, you know, we have the clear visibility for next 3 years, so there shouldn't be any issue in that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashish Anjani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Very good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, how the demand or inquiry pipeline is there for our heavy fabrication business? I understand that mainly caters to wind sector demand for tower fabrication, but I just wanted to know what kind of business we can expect over the next 2-3 years or maybe can it become sizable?
Sir, you know, as we just mentioned in our earlier question, answer to our earlier questions, so you know, the pipeline is extremely strong and heavy, as a matter of fact, and we are expecting that in this next 6 months or 4 months or 5 months of this financial year, we shall be able to book around 600 crores of power sector business, and in the next financial year also almost of the same amount. But you know, in this remaining financial year for oil and gas, we may be booking just around 100 crores, but next year in the first half we shall be booking more than around 600 crores worth of business. And you know, the same is expected to continue for the second half also, because by that time there will be more maturity from the power sector jobs also, more inquiries will come. You know, I will just like to give you the numbers which are, I will say, mind-boggling. BHEL has around 53 units of almost 800 or 660 megawatts, and L&T has an order of almost 23 units of these bigger units. So you know, none of these people have that much capacity. We are preparing a paper and we may circulate it shortly on the opportunities available on this particular sector in detail, so that you know, you can be rest assured that you know, whatever we are talking makes sense.
Got it, sir. Also, sir, on the margin side, while we have posted very high margin for the heavy fabrication segment for the current quarter, so what's the reason behind the quarterly volatility, and what kind of would be the sustainable margins?
Sir, actually, you know, in that heavy fabrication unit, you know, sometimes we are, I will say that, you know, the product mix is getting some shift in that. You know, earlier most of the times we were doing purely fabrication job. Now, you know, we are doing fabrication with some supplies involved into that, which is giving us some reasonably good numbers. And in the coming quarters also, you know, there may be still more shift that we may be asked to supply raw material also. So, you know, it may add to the top line as well as a little bit on the bottom line also. So, you know, there is a lot of, you know, shift going on as far as the methodology of the order execution is concerned, particularly in that heavy fabrication unit. So that is why you are seeing a little bit bumps in that particular segment.
Okay, and sir, just last question if may I ask, was there any change in product mix in terms of metallurgy, or was there any imports of raw material? Because if I see the gross margins has declined substantially, can you please give color on that?
In heavy fabrication, there is no change in metallurgy, it remains the same. The only thing changes is the scope mix, whether we are just doing fabrication, that means we are just doing 100% job work basis, or if we are adding some value added with some other material and on which we get the margins. So that is the only reason. Otherwise, you know, there is no metallurgy. Metallurgy doesn't play any role because it's all carbon steel and all standard same items, except that the sizes will change, the diameters will change, the thicknesses will change. That's the only change which happens.
What is it? My idea was more from the company level, which is now gross margin is now 60%, which used to be 65%, you know, since last couple of quarters. So on that level also.
So in on company level, definitely we are going to have a drastic shift. I mean, from next year onwards, when we shall be doing major portion as high alloy steel material and much less carbon steel material. I mean, it will practically, you know, the percentage will altogether reverse, that we shall be doing very high value item added items in the coming year, and the low value added items will reduce drastically from coming year onwards. This year, you know, we had switched mostly from carbon steel to stainless steel, and in the next year we are going to shift majorly from carbon steel, stainless steel to alloy steel, stainless steel, and then I will say that it will be alloy steel, then carbon steel, and then stainless steel. I mean, that will be the ratio of the percentages which will happen in the coming year.
Okay, sir. That's it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash from Mavira AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on commissioning of the entire Anjar unit. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So my question is firstly around the pilot plant of for hydrogen that we were supposed to commission at the Anjar facility, and any inquiries relating to the hydrogen EPC that we were talking about on the last call.
Sameer, can you respond?
Sir, Yashi. So just wanted to let you know that we have made an understanding with an international player to for the supply of the entire hydrogen unit. In one hydrogen unit, there are three aspects. One is the electrolyzer, second is the separator, and third is the hydrogen purification system. So we have a proprietary through our subsidiary Malviv Designs Limited, in which we have a proprietary of manufacturing of hydrogen purification unit, which can purify hydrogen to an extent of 99.9999%, which is a very decent amount of purification. So as far as the opportunity of business in this segment is concerned, some little inquiries are there, but till now we have not got any conversion in this segment. Since this is altogether a new stream and it is an upcoming sector, people are quite upbeat, and at the same time people are basically in the state of dilemma with whom they want to go. So this sector may take little time, but I am sure with the passage of time, we shall be growing at a very good pace in this segment.
Just to add to Sameer's explanation, let me put it, make some correction as a matter of. I mean, you know, you were saying that we had said that we shall be putting up this plant in Anjar. Actually, you know, we had said in our last call that this is an alternative available to us for putting this hydrogen plant in our Malwa plant, where the tariff has been downgraded drastically as an alternative measure. But at the same time, we also told that, you know, we are going to have a pellet plant over there. That will be our first preference. And this will be our second preference. So we are just moving ahead as per that. And we hope to commission our pellet plant very shortly, within next 3 months' time. And, you know, based upon its success, and again, you know, based upon the tariff order which comes from the government, we shall take a further call on hydrogen plant to be commissioned in Malwa, at least.
Understood, sir. Understood. So my second question is with regard to the oil and gas segment. So now we are seeing that India is on the path of becoming self-reliant and reducing the imports of oil and gas. So are we seeing any further traction from whatever existing order book that we had? So is there any additional movement that we are seeing from the industry?
So this is Pankaj. We are seeing a lot of traction from oil and gas. If you are aware that there is a new refinery which is coming up in Andhra Pradesh from BPCL side. Good expansion is going on in Bina refinery. Good expansion is going on in Kochi refinery from BPCL. So lot of inquiries are there. If you are monitoring, lot of EPC tender have been finalized recently to Toyo, to TACNAP, to L&T. So we are getting, we have bid to all of them as a budgetary part, and now they got the order. So we have a good chance of winning those orders. Like,
Understood, sir. And sir, just one thing. So what is the general timeline of execution of an order of from the oil and gas? I mean, obviously it will depend on the size and scale.
Size and volume. Sir, 6 to 18 months are required, because initial 5-6 months are required to procure the raw material itself, and then the execution will start at the shop floor.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir. All the
best. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Binod Modi from InCred. Please go ahead.
And sir, my first question basically pertains to your order inflow. Last time you had guided order inflow for the fiscal around 1500 odd crore, right? And if I look at your, you know, closing order for first half and opening order, it appears you have got around 500 crore kind of inflow in first half. And as you are saying, you would be adding 500 crore from power and across 100 crore from oil and gas. So 1100-1200 crore kind of, you know, order inflow it looks like. So there would be shortfall around, you know, 300-400 crore, right? Am I connecting the dots, sir? Is it?
Sir, I mean, the little difference is in the power sector. Little difference is in the power sector only. So that is the only difference. But you know, what we are saying is that, you know, these are very, very approximate figures which we are trying to give it to you. We are still hopeful that when we open the next year, we shall have an order book of around.
Sir, around 1100-1250 crore order book will be there on 1st of April 2026. So we are purely secured from the execution point. At least nine months, three quarters are fully secured.
Okay.
As I said that we have a good pipeline available for 2026-27. Our expectation to book order for to the tune of around 1800 crores for this.
Acha, 1800 crore for FY27.
Yeah. So if you see 26-27 and like 1st April 2027, if you see 1.5 years after that, we shall be having the order book of around 1600 crores. This is what we are targeting.
Okay, and this year would be 200 crores. So I think, got it, sir. And my second question basically pertains to your execution, sir. Of course, I mean, you executed quite well first half. But still, given the fact our order inflow has been a little bit slower, and despite that, we are maintaining 40-45% kind of growth for the fiscal. So, sir, to achieve this, I think second half, I think we need to, you know, report a growth of, you know, 50-52% kind of growth, right? So that basically calls at a rate of 350 plus sort of, you know, revenue. So are we on track to achieve that kind of growth? Because I feel, you know, 40-40% kind of, there might be some sort of, you know, downside risk.
Listen, as I just told, Q1, starting from Q1 to Q4, there is a, you know, linear graph, of upward linear graph is there in that. We are quite hopeful, and we have the numbers supporting us, we have the order book supporting us, and we have the material supporting us. You know, again, I will like to say that, you know, whatever numbers we have given, there may be slight downturn because of the pullback which will happen in terms of power sector orders. But, you know, we are not expecting any other major deviation from that. There may be little deviation, I do not say that 100%, but very little deviation may be there. But whatever deviation will come, it will come primarily from the downtrend of the power tariff, which we have declared right in the first quarter.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kamlesh Pagmar from Lotus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just needed one clarification. Like, we were talking that at the beginning of next year, like say 1st April 2026, we would be having 1500 crore of orders in hand. So now are we lowering it down? Like say now we are talking about 1200 odd crore order book opening for the next for the financial year FY27?
Sir, I mean, you can put it like that, but ultimately what we have to think is that what is our capacity and how we are going to move ahead further on that. We are telling that in power sector jobs, we were definitely expecting much more order in this particular year than the flow has actually happened. But now, since in the first question I told that the traction has started coming now in full speed. Earlier the speed was very minimal. People were concentrating more on their engineering, more on ordering the long lead items and sorting out the differences which have come because of time. Earlier they were practically disorganized. They took time in organizing themselves. But now the things have been streamlined with everybody, with BHEL also and with L&T also. We had a very large discussion with one of the customers last week. So, where we are talking of a sort of a collaboration sort of a thing, that ultimately we have to share the capacities. People do not have the capacities. In one of the earlier questions, again, I told that we are making a paper on that what is the likely load and how it will be distributed, and we shall share it with all of you as soon as possible through stock exchanges, which will really tell you very transparently where we are and how we are trying to move ahead.
Yeah. Very much appreciate that. I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks, sir.
Secondly, on the power, the way we have articulated in our opening remarks, it seems that you are not that bullish that the upcoming order or your whatever the case which is pending or under jurisdiction with under dispute with the High Court of Haryana and Punjab. It sounds to me that you are not that hopeful that it will come in your favor. How's the thought process there, sir?
Sir, we are not saying that we are not hopeful. We are saying that it's a government machinery. It's a government machinery. And in government machinery, there is a lot of leg pulling by one department and on the other department. So, that's why we are saying that it may take some time. But again, I will say that even if there is no resolution, even if, let us say, in a worst scenario, they do not revise our tariff of Malwa, we told you last time also that we have already started putting up another plant with very minimal investment, which is called biomass pellets plant, and for which the raw material will be same. We shall be using the power produced by the same fuel, and we shall be selling those biomass pellets in the market, which shall give us substantially high revenue, which we were getting earlier by sale of power, and almost at the same margins also. Margins may be little bit less, but practically we shall be achieving those numbers. So, that's why we are saying that if it happens, it's well. If it doesn't happen, we have the plan B in place. Again, I'm saying if absolutely government says that, "No, we are not interested in your power," we will go for our hydrogen plant in the same location. Some more CapEx, but it is a equally lucrative business in that then also.
Lastly, sir, it's more of a bookkeeping.
Pardon?
If I see the segmental margin, the question is more to the Sameer, that if I see your segmental margin for the piping, it is 14.1% for this quarter as compared to 15.8% last year. Even if I see quarter-over-quarter, despite such a sharp move in your order execution, the margins have improved quarter-over-quarter hardly by around 40 basis points. For year-over-year, the margins are literally down. What is the thing there, sir? Is it primarily because of higher depreciation, or what is the issue there, sir?
Sir, overall, if you see the EBITDA margin percentage last time was.
No, I am referring to EBIT margin, sir.
EBIT margin is very, very clear. If you see Q2 fiscal 2025, there was an other income.
Okay.
So other income was to the tune of 16 crores, whereas in this H1 26, the other income is only 6-7 crores. So that is the major difference. So I have already in my opening remark, I have already told you that this amount of 10 crores is causing that, and that is why you are witnessing to that number.
No, I am saying the quarter on quarter.
Quarter on quarter also, I am saying in Q2 fiscal 25, the other income was 16 crores.
I am comparing with Q2 FY26 with Q1 FY26 sequentially, not year-over-year.
Okay. You are saying quarter on quarter?
Yeah.
So quarter on quarter also, our EBITDA margin is 16.3%, operational EBITDA, I am saying, than that of 16%. So there is an increase of 30 basis points.
So I was asking more about the EBIT margin of the piping.
So EBIT margin is 12% now, EBIT margin is 13.1%.
14.1% versus 13.7%, despite the fact that you had such a sharp jump quarter-over-quarter in terms of execution. So your revenues are up 25% quarter-over-quarter in piping. And given the fact that you had such a big operating leverage, and your margins are up 30 basis points only quarter-over-quarter.
Sir, this operating leverage shall also come last quarter. If you see, in 1 month, we had in our power sector business, power generation business, the revenue we booked at 8.50. And in Q2, 3 months, we booked revenue at 3.5 rupees per unit. So that is the major difference. So the difference from power generation business is actually contributing this low margin upside. So there was 1 month of margin was coming from the power generation business, whereas the downward trend was witnessing for 2 months only in Q1. Whereas in Q2, the downward trend is for the entire period of 3 months.
What margins we can expect now? Like, say, second half, you are saying like it would be 16%-18%. But like, say, next year when you will be executing a lot of power orders, so what margins do we see next year? Because this year is almost done, like, say, first half is over, second half you have very strong execution. So for next year, when you have the entire seamless capacity operating, this Anjar facility operating in, then your power projects would be on the execution on, would be on the full roll. So what margins do we see in FY27?
18%-20%, sir. 18%-20%.
Great. Thank you. And looking forward to your paper on that.
We are preparing it. I have already requested Pankaj to prepare that, and once it's finalized, we will share it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is come from the line of Parth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes. Congratulations, sir, on commissioning of the Anjar plant. And
thank you, sir.
I have only one question. Sir, if you could give some light on your JV for green hydrogen plants. You spoke about Molecule Design, but the other JV which you had signed, and if there is any visibility for any orders to get materialized in the coming year.
So, Parthji, this is Sameer. I have already answered this question in one of the earlier
questions.
So So just to let you know that we have entered into a joint venture with an international cleantech partner for setting up of a complete hydrogen plant. And in complete hydrogen part, there are three parts. One is electrolysis, second is separator, and third is the hydrogen purification system. Through Molvi Designs Limited, we have a proprietary for producing the hydrogen purification systems. So at present scenario, since the clarity is not there, there are so many ifs and buts, people are in dilemma. So there are certain set of inquiries, which are very, very at an elementary level. We don't see them converting in upcoming days, but we are quite hopeful 6 months down the line, we will have some good amount of traction under this domain. So this is how we are set up for this domain. Anything else if you want to clarify?
No, sir, that's about it. That was the only question. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
So I'd like to thank you, thank everybody, every stakeholder, every investor that who have been continuously supporting us, believing in our story and on our results. Thank you once again, and we reassure you that we shall continue to do our best to give value to this, our stakeholders, our shareholders. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
On behalf of Equirus Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.